October 31st, 1968. This is an interview with Mr. Nathan Minor for the National Council of Jewish Women's Oral History of Pittsburgh. Mr. Minor, tell me a little about your life in Europe. What kind of town you came from, or city? Was that a small village or pretty big town?
No, it was about 50,000.
And what type of a house did you live in?
I lived in a good house. The father was a building place. And you have your own house you have there. And I lived pretty good. I was a young boy, 1905, I was 9 years old, 1891, in the program there. And I remember all of the stars, tiny stars, when you came in the Jews, all the kids, in front of the cellar. And I remember like now, they all went to the cellar. Next door there was a center, the police there, the rest of the
Well, we can get to this later. I do want to know about your Gentile neighbors and what the relationship was. But we'll get into that because I know that's an interesting story. How many lived with you? How many brothers, sisters? Who lived with you?
One brother and five sisters. And we lived together.
How long did you live in this one place?
Well, I was born there. No, I wasn't born. I was born in a different town. But it's called Skagrit, small town. New Skagrit, so that I came here by about 4 or 5 years old.
What kind of work did your father do?
He was a building,
And what language was spoken in your home?
Russian.
And Yiddish.
Yes.
And outside the home, when you dealt with the people, you spoke Russian. I see. And your schooling, where did you go to school?
I went to Rebbe. Then I had a private people come in the house and they had maybe Russian.
The tutor came in and taught me Russian.
No school for Jews.
Yeah.
In the Russian.
And where did you go to Seder?
It was no Russian school at America school. No. Even the Russian people didn't go to school. They didn't have no school. Now, sure, 50,000 population was no school, Russian school in America. No.
Where did you go to services? And that's services or the services for the Jewish people
out
there?
No, except for school.
They had a separate school.
You never had a house or a building.
Did you have non-Jewish friends in the town?
Oh, yeah, neighbors.
How did they treat you? Did you belong to any, or your parents belong to any organizations in Russia, like the Zionists, the Socialists, or Labor Union?
My father was a Socialist. He was a Socialist. He was a Socialist a lot of times.
How did the government treat the Jews?
Very good. Not so good.
What did you think about America at that time?
Well, just
like when you were about 14, I guess.
After the pogrom, you started to do. Where did you see it? I said, that's before I have to get out of here. I have to go to America. And I had an uncle in America. That's why he brought me out of here. That's just what I'm doing. Please take me away. And the other mother family went first. I told him, then I bring up two sisters a little bit. But since then, I really forget what happened to some of the kids. But there was one gentle person next door. I just went together with my father. And then his son would dance outside. They were a big yard. And don't give in. When you need to dance, just say you accept it. Never again, that's not so much.
Did you have a definite place to go in the United States then?
Well, I know it's about New York here.
Mm-hmm.
New York.
He lived in New York.
Yeah, he lived in Dugan too. I worked for him for a while. And then I come to Pittsburgh. I went to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I come to Pittsburgh, visit the monster. I didn't stay there. And I meet my wife. Mm-hmm. That's it. I didn't go back.
Yeah. But well, let's go back now. Yeah. Were you a part of a group when you left Russia? How did you come yourself?
Myself.
Mm-hmm.
They said, my uncle sent me a ticket. They were sending me money.
Okay.
And I come up.
And did your parents, who took you to the port? Did your parents take you?
No,
or how did you get from your town to the port?
I went to the railroad and I went to Germany from Germany.
All by yourself?
All by myself. Mm-hmm. I went to Germany, and from Germany, and then took the boat.
Yourself?
Myself.
Were there other people going too?
Oh,
other people, but you didn't know them.
I see. I
meet
a lot of people
that
I
don't
know.
I see. Uh-huh. And who met you, you say, in New York?
Cousin.
You landed in New York.
Cousin.
A cousin met you.
Yes, cousin met you. I've been in New York.
Did you bring anything with you? Were you able to take? What did you bring with you?
Nothing.
To travel.
You didn't wear nothing.
Nothing.
No, nothing.
No personal.
No.
No. Nothing.
Nothing.
But you did mention you had a little passport.
Yeah, they gave me a passport from Russia.
From Russia.
I was not 21. My father wanted me a passport to go to Germany. He didn't tell America. Tell America, they didn't give it to me. Just to Germany, they didn't tell me. Where is it?
Yeah, it was a
passport. But the passport, they didn't tell me, then I went like that. Then I went to America.
And is your name the same now, is it right?
Make the
wine. Your family was Weiner. What first impressed you when you came to New York as a boy of 13, you say? You were
17.
17. 17 years old.
I come back to New York.
When you first saw New York.
He took me on a ride in his house, my uncle's house, and he's in New York.
Well, when you came in, you saw the building.
A big city, it was amazing. Well, that is a big building too.
Yeah, you came from a big city. So Do you remember your first day?
Yeah.
What it was like?
My first day, and I didn't see my cousin. Oh, he was here about 25 years. So that's it. I didn't know him, but he called my name. He came over to me from my cousin. My name is Izzy Weiner. He went to the hotel.
Was there anything about your first 5 years in the United States that disappointed you?
Yeah.
The first 5 years that you were disappointed about, that maybe you expected more?
Nope. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect to be tall and have a class. The only thing I did here, I've only worked with suffering. My old family was only working with suffering. I had a dream. I'm 65 years of number. What you said. And the other person, now I believe the person is not there. I still believe that people in Russia, I still believe that I know it's a gift.
Was there any point during your first 5 years that you felt unjustly treated because you were an immigrant?
Nope.
Did you ever feel it?
No. If somebody knew what jumped, I said, oh, maybe one. Oh, you start old years to the same level. You just got to fight to tell him.
Your first 5 years, I know it's difficult, it's long.
Well, for a while, they're
ready.
I didn't go to school.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. Yeah. I do have some questions on that. But first, we just wondered if, after living here for 5 years, did you feel you had accomplished or would accomplish your goal here? Like in your first year, you thought this is a place.
First year, that's my goal.
And how did you come to Pittsburgh?
Well, I went to have an uncle.
I
I thought he was my uncle's sister. She is my mother's sister, Lord's sister. I can't believe it.
Where was this in Pittsburgh?
Crossfield. I remember the number.
What year was this then about?
1915.
In 1915.
2 years later. I'm going to visit them. I just didn't come to stay here. I went to my uncle. When I meet my new wife, I didn't go back anymore. I went to pick up my clothes and come back to stay here. Then we're going to lose her. I'm back and married 52 years.
Yes.
Then I stay here. Well,
I see. Well, where did you live with your uncle then? You stayed with him?
No, I lived with a cousin.
With a cousin.
I didn't have money. But I was just for a year, then I lived with myself. I went to South Island in New York.
This is before you were married. You rented a room in Ashford.
3 or 4 years before I married you.
And what kind of work did you do when you came
here? Well, I come here to be a building, a bigger work. Then I couldn't get the job. Then I come up papering. I told him I was papering. And I come up papering. And I was papering it in 1967.
How did you train for this work? Did you know this from Europe or here? You learned it here?
I learned it. I was doing it, but.
At the beginning, when you were working, you were singing, how much did you earn in those days?
Oh, $2-3 a day.
Mm-hmm. You go into a house and pay for it?
They pay for $1-2 a room.
Oh, by the room?
By the room, sir. Then I wait for something of it.
How many hours did you work?
Then I went for a company, because I went for a big company first, downtown. Just a labor company, I went to work for them. A year later, I get $18 a week. Mm-hmm. Good wages. $2 a day, $5 a week. That's good wages. 18 hours, I don't believe in time, too.
$18 a week, and how many hours?
$8 a day.
$8 a day.
$5 a week.
Did you work on Saturdays?
Yes.
Or holidays?
Yes.
How long did you remain with this kind of work?
In 1947, when I went to cleaning of myself, I worked for a cleaning company. The guy at work took up work. And the cleaner, took up the work in this cleaner. I worked for him in 1935.
Mm-hmm. And you did say you belonged to a trade union. What town was it?
The trade union, catering union. Still had the union.
And what became your life's work then?
Huh?
What became your life's work? After you were in the cleaning and what
then I went to cleaning. In 1934, we organized a union to cleaning. I was doing a little trade union. Working, took away there. He spent $4 a week, no matter how many hours. If it's a lot of work, it's what the Houston has to do. If it's less work, you lay them off. You don't pay them. You get it? And I started out when I got union there. And I did. It's good. Also, I got a union there. I was 2,000 members. It's good. They had a strike for 4 or 5 weeks. They closed up every shop in Houston. 1834. That's in Santa Ponte, they are left with business agents in the union. And I went to 1940. The business union, there are over 4,000 people in the union. What made me there? The rest of it. The job. They never felt good at work. First year, everything was good. They went out. I still had the people laying in the streets. Still good. They didn't have any houses. Tied them up and threw them in the streets. It was a miserable thing. Things went like this. And then the fight for the last day. I gave all the heart. And things went on every side of it. Even that thing. And so I learned the math. So I don't agree with the Russia, the comedy, with the secrecy. But I didn't say anything. The Muslims didn't say anything. It was. That's what I believe. That's why I don't agree with it. What I did, then I dropped out to them right away. Well, you went to the country. For 9 years old, I went out to school, I saw that
If you could live this part of your life over, what kind of work would you go into?
I feel I'm sure that drops off in dignity. When you came here, did you go to Seder at all? Did you like music? Did you play an instrument? How about when you first came here? There was a lyceum there. I did a lot of money for it.
What was the name of it?
Labor Lyceum.
Oh, the Labor Lyceum. They had lectures too there.
Lectures from New York, from Frankfurt, and lectures.
Did you go to the public libraries in Pittsburgh?
Yes, a lot of times in Pittsburgh.
Where was that then?
One Avenue was near
What newspapers did you read at that time?
Mostly Forbes, Jewish newspapers, and
When you came to the United States, did you consider yourself a religious person?
No.
Absolutely
not a religion. I don't keep up your holidays.
I see. You weren't religious when you came, and you're no more religious now than you were.
I was never religious in Europe. My father was never religious. Because he went through, he's a Catholic. He's a good guy. Yes. Killing. He was a religious man when he started dancing. knew if he was just meeting born or something, like, oh, he was doing that yesterday all the time. Mm-hmm. And he was frightened of
but he learned Yiddish.
Oh,
he
learned Yiddish,
he learned all that.
Oh, and I said,
Observe the religious holidays in Europe?
Who? My father observed it in 1905. That's in 1905. Then he came to heaven for him. Oh, that's good. So what is this? The band is killed. It's killed. Around the land of them, it's killed. The community killed its brother. Every night. Blood is over. The gun, you're standing there, I made a little bit of a name, when you get back, you know, you start a shoot, and you run away. You do the kill. Oh, yeah, terrible.
Well, we'd like to know a little bit about the health in Pittsburgh in those days when you first came. Was there any change in your health in the early years due to climate and or food?
I didn't get cancer there, I just got away or anything. Everything was wonderful here.
If somebody was sick, were there clinics or what?
Where did you go
when you were sick? No, in Pittsburgh.
Over here?
Yes, in Pittsburgh.
I used to go to Montreal Hospital. Mm-hmm. I do have some today and I was talking to them for them. And for the doctor, same thing here.
Can I tell you that for a minute?
No. Then you have to retire.
Mm-hmm. And your first group, you never belonged to the synagogue, but you did belong to this labor group. What was the name of the
Workman's Circle?
The Workman's Circle, yeah.
Did
these organizations give to charity?
Did you
have the Pixies in your house? Any organizations that had charity boxes or Pixies?
Nope. Nothing. Nope. I wanted you to give myself. That's all that I did.
Mm-hmm. Mainly it was through your union.
Through the union. Well, I used to go out the
that's
money.
How you did your charity too, because you were
I did the Israel myself.
Yeah, well, I'm talking
used
about
the Israel. Before, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So with the miners' strike, we used to go out collecting, making 16 bread, we bring them over to the miners, because that's yourself. Remember, we used to go out there and blow up your bread, bring them over there, and help them out the miners' strike. So, yeah, you have to end these strikes, you'd be helping yourself without you to help.
Where did you go to have a good time?
Well, we had the children, the balayas, the movies, you figure out there. Oh, yeah, we had a wonderful, time. I enjoyed every minute here.
Mm-hmm.
But I went through the rest of it. I never happened here. And the rest of the 3 hours is out of it. The biggest. I was so happy. 1917 in the region, I was in heaven. The rest of it, I see the papers. And that's not for me. Personally, the dictatorship don't work. That's why I was against them right away. I didn't know what I was doing.
When you went out to have a good time with friends, did you go with other people?
Oh, yeah. When
you were single?
Six pictures by 80 or 200 people. There were 6 pictures here. It's a 1960.
Mm-hmm.
And your father just said, going to sing with us. In the past, he said, what? He said, I want to sing in the past and I'll be it. Down and
did you participate in any sports?
Baseball, I like it. I used to go to baseball.
This is when you first came, before you were married.
Well,
did this help you adjust in any way?
Huh?
Did this help you adjust?
Of course,
did you know of the YMCA?
The Center Avenue, from the beginning, then in the 5th Avenue, then in the Lockland.
Mm-hmm.
It was very
good. But the Christian one, the one on the
field. Yes,
you go there?
Yes.
You go
there?
Mm-hmm.
You have this one.
Were there any other non-Jewish organizations that helped you?
Oh, yes.
Non-Jewish organizations.
A lot of non-Jewish things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's part of the world,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of non-Jewish. Most non-Jewish people don't know.
And the local meeting place was just
the local
meeting.
The local meeting together every week.
How did you meet people during the first 5 years?
Well, through your cousins and your family. And that over the 60s, one sister died from the rest of my husband. The other sister lived to live in China. So in America, her husband is in China. And they lived there. It's very interesting. I was born in 1937. And they're from China. In Japan. Took my wife together because we started very wonderfully good. Now we started with better business than we did with it. And about more than any time, a year later, it was 20 years ago. And then that's 2 years ago, my sister. All the time.
Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people here?
Yeah.
In the first time?
Yeah, a lot of Jewish people. I was. The first of them was 95% of non Jewish people. I was the government.
Did any of these people become lasting friends?
Oh, yeah, they were wonderful. Yeah, yeah. Even now I have friends. A lot of them. Yeah, a lot of them.
You said it's your next first time you
worked with? Oh, yeah, a lot of them. Still living, a lot of them together. You know.
You were so close socially?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No. That's it, we only know how to retire.
Now, did you live with, we did go into this, you lived with your family in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And when did you celebrate Seder? During the first 5 years, did you maintain any contact with people in Europe?
Yes, but I left. My father and mother died there. The whole family. Except two sisters, and then the whole family couldn't bring them up.
You kept contact after the
fall? Yeah, I sent them letters, I sent them money, and my mother and my father died for the rest of 2 years later. They died 2 years later. They didn't even leave the revolution with me. He would be a happy person. But he died, and I sent him letters, money. To the world coming, he came from that. I think that this is the meaning of that thing. Not here. I didn't know anything for that. So I sent him money, so he didn't need the money. He got everything now. Before he had, now he has food, everything. So he didn't need money for that. The children, doctors, and the flyer, airplane, and all work for the army, and all work for the government, in the hospital. The new wonderful thing. One younger sister and another sister. And the children, you got a lot of people on it. Still, that letter is not good.
Did you ever write to any of your friends who were Gentiles?
Oh, yeah. Love them neighbor. Oh, my God.
You
said, I'm a lesson, I forgot. Yeah, always. The letter to me.
Are you an American citizen?
Yes, yes. I'm a citizen, so I'll be later.
How did you acquire your citizenship?
First thing I did, the first paper that, that could be 5 years, United States. 1919, the 72nd paper to get out. 5 years of difference, not in the
university. When did you first vote?
Well, I went to 1919.
And what part of the year did you go out to? What was the party?
Socialist. Oh, the socialist got on deck. He got off a president. Oh, all three presidents.
Who was running for president? When did you first meet the person you married, now that you're going to see this marriage?
The first person you married to.
No, when did you meet the person you married, your wife?
Wife and my cousin's wife. The first date that I meet her was because of the same time. She was born in St. John Island. I never met her, so that I didn't know her from where she'd been born. Then I knew her to come in with my cousin for the girlfriend. And I saw her, who's there? So, I'm not going back. That's the thing I'm going to do that. And I come back now, I come back to get a clothes.
How old were you then?
What
was the date of your marriage?
Huh?
The date of your marriage. You got married at when?
1917, March 20th. We got married 2 years ago. You were
married in this country.
Oh, yeah.
How long did you say you knew each other?
I know it, but
before you got married, you knew each other. Well, your marriage wasn't prearranged. If you were in Europe, do you feel that you would have had a prearranged marriage?
No, I didn't know. Not my father, I mean, didn't believe it.
No, not.
Maybe 200 years ago.
But when you were there, you would have had a
prearranged marriage. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Used to have both of those who didn't bother me to interfere.
Were you mainly interested that she was from the same country? Did your friends or family at Marymount do?
Oh, yeah, cousins. You know the group, family, the Irish girl, and American, I think.
How did you feel about this?
Well, they like it, stuck to them.
Well, many couples today have trouble getting along with each other. As you know, many couples today do. What were your problems of adjustment during the first year of your marriage? Were there?
No problem. Okay. Yeah, just problems because I loved her. And I don't know anything. I don't know anything in my life. Living, I mean, she never thought of something, never worked. So for the cleaning, the union, and I never went on myself. And
you took a good life, too.
And you see my wife, people said, please, I am rich in my daughter. You're young. I tell my sister, I'm good for my daughter. And with my daughter,
Who made the important decisions in your home? Who made the important decisions?
And we both together. You know what I mean? You lose your you never have to remember. After we got married, I used to live there. I used to live in the house. And we lived to live. And there was only a wife, Isaac, the children was there. 4, 5, 8 year old children. Having a cold name. I had a window. I couldn't sing. I moved out of there. After I got married, I said to my wife, I want one thing from you. You have to have children. If you ever find something went down, you don't like it. Don't argue with me when your children are dead. Promise me. Stay with me. Something is something. I don't like it, or if I'm late, no matter what. Don't ever argue with me when your children are dead. Promise me. Okay. Never. The children they sometimes come late, they call you supper, something like that. Which I could see her face, but half day.
That's the right
name. In a half day, over and see it over. Not come on, tell me where it is. See it over. In a minute, that's true. Ah, forget about it. See, within a minute, you could allow it to impact. That's a relationship. And my wife told the children too. The widget, they do it in the future. You may have it in the children. You may have to go over there and forget. Don't forget about it. And I tell them, you do, they do. I live now about a year in my family. I would go out and with two babies, two babies there. I can get up there and be so mean when they are there. They say, they can do that. I moved out of here.
Well, then you both discussed the important situation with children. Is this the right way in your father's home?
Huh?
Who made the decisions in your father's home?
Father and mother. Yeah, both together. My mother was together with my father. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are in there.
What kind of schooling did your children receive?
Four dimensions of college. Ten to college, one is an architect. I'm glad I have two girls and two boys. The other one just the kids in the army, high school, we have a college student. They got married, actually, now they got married. And I do not feel like being forced to go to college, but girls, they get married when they're in the college. They have a wonderful 10 grandchildren, 5 boys, 5 girls, and a wonderful family. So, the teacher, our teacher, is got one boy and two girls. The older girl is about 17 years old when he graduated high school. All the guys. And she plays piano. So the mother plays piano. And for the last year, we like selected from all the mothers in the family, all the schools. To play piano for the orchestra, for the children, excuse me, they played it and sit them up. That's when I was a boy around. I was in here to hear, but I got all the solution. And she played the piano there, which is wonderful. And the other one went to his violin. She was there, about 14 years old. And the boy was about 12 years old before he saw it. Every time I come in there, Was there any significant difference between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children? Well, I went to, what do you say, that? I went to and didn't go to it. And then I leave it.
But you raised them the way your father raised them.
Oh, yeah, wonderful. I didn't know how you Yeah, wonderful.
Do you remember having any problems in raising your children, which would be the fact that you were an immigrant?
Nope. No problem.
Well, Mr. Lana, I thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Very kind of you to do this with us.
Thank you.